Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston has a new plan to address homelessness in the city. It's called Bringing Boston Home. As WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, it overhauls the delivery of services to those who live on the streets and in shelters.
Every December for the past 33 years, Boston has conducted a census of the city's homeless population. At last count, 6,992 men, women, and children were homeless in Boston. That's about 1% of the city's population. Yesterday, Mayor Tom Menino announced the new action plan, saying every Bostonian deserves safe, decent housing.
We cannot rest until every Bostonian has a place to call home. We are taking on some of the most difficult remaining issues facing Boston's homeless population.
Compared to every other major U.S. city, Boston has an extremely small number of unsheltered homeless people living on the streets. 97% are sheltered. But the remaining 3%, mostly seniors and increasingly young people, is particularly vulnerable. The city's goal is to reduce the number of unsheltered by half within 2 years. A bigger problem is those who do live in shelters and are chronically homeless. Just 12% of Boston's homeless population use more than half of the shelter beds in a given year. Lyndia Downey, executive director of Pine Street Inn, is a member of the mayor's leadership council that prepared the action plan.
And I'm talking people who are homeless for years and years and years, sometimes 20 years, believe it or not. And there's been an effort to put those people into supportive housing. Not just housing, but enough support so they can hold on to their housing.
Supportive housing means dealing with complex behavioral, health, and social service needs in a comprehensive way. In that way, Pine Street Inn has been able to cut its persistent homeless population by almost a third over the past 6 years. The city wants a 50% reduction in 2 years. It's an ambitious goal for someone like Teresa Banks. She's homeless and lives in a shelter in South Boston.
Nobody addresses the mental health part, and I think that's kind of messed up. So these people end up just lingering in the shelter, and that's how they end up just staying there for year after year after year, because nobody's even trying to assist them.
Banks, an ex-drug addict and convicted felon, gives the city high marks for drug rehab programs, but low grades for job training and helping people like her find work.
And so we get denied a lot of opportunities to get a job, even though we changed our lives around because of our history. And I just think something should or could be done about that. Like, if you haven't been in trouble like 3 years, some kind of, then you're eligible to get a job, and it shouldn't matter what you did in the past. It should matter what's going on with you now, you know?
Tougher still is the problem of homeless families in Boston. Half of the city's homeless population is made up of family members. Rents have been skyrocketing, and a growing number of families, including those in the middle class, have been unable to pay. Today, eviction is the number one cause of family homelessness in Boston. Mayor Tom Menino says it costs the court system $10,000 to evict a family.
A family gets evicted because they are, on average, behind on the rent by about $1,500. Helping that family stay in the home is much cheaper and smarter than putting them in emergency housing.
The city's goal, by the end of 2016, to reduce by a quarter the number of families with housing subsidies who are evicted solely for being behind in their rent. It will require not just money, but changing regulations. Sister Margaret Leonard helped write the Homeless Action Plan. She's executive director of Project Hope, a shelter for women and children in Dorchester.
And then when families who are evicted now in the state, they're not eligible for emergency shelter for 3 years. Now think of what that means and the cost of that. When those families are searching for a place to live, searching for places for their children, encountering all kinds of stress, what a waste, financially and humanly.
Providing vocational ed, work experience, and jobs is the proven pathway that leads to greater economic security. The system works when homeless people find work, or in the case of Tina Boodstrom, when she learned how to navigate the complex federal, state, and city housing subsidy programs.
I was homeless and helpless, but I was never hopeless. Never hopeless. Never.
For 4 years, Boodstrom lived in and out of shelters in Boston and Cambridge. 2 years ago, she got her act together and now lives in long-term affordable housing. She fishes into her handbag and pulls out a prized possession.
It's nice to have a key to let you in your own home. So if it's cold outside, you can go home, open that door, shut that door, and turn that heat on. And I'm proud to have my own.
And with that, Tina Bootstrom leaves the Kenmore Square T station and heads home. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.